Hello and welcome back to The Breakdown. Today is Monday, April 14th. Monday's after Master Sunday, and that's what we're going to get started with today. My boy Rory wins the Grand Slam. I'm not the biggest Rory fan. I think the way that he's done the whole LIV PGA Tour deal is not the greatest in my opinion, but I'm also a LIV guy. If you get your money, dog, go get your big bucks over there. I think that's one of the reasons that Rory's upset with LIV is because they didn't offer him the biggest contract that LIV had handed out. But Rory wins the Grand Slam, 6 to ever do it. The other 5 are Tiger Woods, Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, Ben Hogan, Gene Sarazen. Sarazen did it in 1935. Hogan did it in 53, Player did it in 65, Nicklaus in 66, and Tiger Woods in 2000. And now, Rory McIlroy has done it in 2025. That makes a Masters win for Rory, a U.S. Open win for Rory in 2011, a British Open win for Rory in 2014, also in 2014, won the PGA Championship, and in 2012, won the PGA Championship. Rory, it was cool to see the Grand Slam happen. It's not often you get to see that. I mean, 6th in history. Really the only one that I've ever seen, because I was not really – I mean, Tiger did it in 2000. I wasn't alive. So, 25 years since the last time it had been done. So that brings about the topic of conversation. What players right now, besides Rory, could we see win a Grand Slam? I think the number one has to be Brooks Koepka. Brooks Koepka is one of the most winning players on tour right now. I think that he has what it takes to win. He's won the Masters, the PGA Championship, the U.S. Open. He's just got to win the Open. DeChambeau could be there. I mean, Xander Schauffele just won the Open and the U.S. Open. Jordan Spieth could be close. There's a bunch of names out here that could be close, but I think the number one has to be Koepka. I mean, there's 11 players that have won 3 legs of the career Grand Slam. Jordan Spieth has won the Masters, the U.S. Open, and the British Open. He just needs a PGA Championship. Phil is close. Phil needs to win the PGA Championship. And there's a bunch throughout the history that have gotten close. Walter Hagen, Tommy Armour, Jim Barnes. There's a lot of good names throughout history that have gotten close but never did. I mean, Sam Snead has one of the most impressive careers of all time. Tiger Woods still hasn't passed him in career wins, but that dude has not won a Grand Slam. Byron Nelson hasn't won a Grand Slam. Arnold Palmer never won a Grand Slam. Arnold Palmer is a top 3 golfer in history, probably. Never won a Grand Slam. Tom Watson never won a Grand Slam. It's insane. But Rory has. So where is Rory in the conversation of greatest golfers alive? I mean, Tiger for me is first. And then is it Jack Nicklaus? And then Rory? Is Rory the 3rd best golfer ever? There's a case there, I believe. But let's get down to the nitty-gritty of the Masters yesterday. Rory, his iron play looked like the best golfer in the world, which it probably it was yesterday. He was the best golfer in the world yesterday. That's why he's won. His iron play looked insane. The 7-iron that he hit on the end of the par 5 and then missed the eagle putt. We're not like we're going to talk about his putting here in a second. It's the worst thing I've ever seen. That iron shot, that's a golf shot, man. That's a golf shot. The draw around the tree, it don't get no better than that. It don't get no better than that. And then he gets up there and misses a 6-footer for eagle. This dude's iron play looks like the best player in the world. And then he gets to green. He looks like Joe Blow playing in Richmond here. He looks like some of these old dudes out of Gibson Bay. I don't understand it. His iron play is so good. He's 315 off the tee every time he hits the ball. And he can't putt. What's this dude practicing? What's this dude practicing? Because he can't putt. But, I mean, he got it done. He won the Masters. I thought he was cursed. After the ball in the water, I thought he was cursed. I didn't think he could do it. He tried every way in the world to give that tournament away. And then let's talk about some of the other names from Sunday. DeChambeau looked like he forgot to play golf. And everybody's going to hit me with the live. Oh, they only play 3 rounds. They don't know how to play a full 72 holes. I don't know if that's true or not, but DeChambeau looked on that last 18 like he'd forgotten how to play. And let's talk about one of the younger names in golf who I think could eventually be one of these, like, perennial players that we think of as Jordan Spieth or Justin Thomas or Koepka or DeChambeau or Rory. Everybody give a hand to Ludvig Åberg. Give this man a round of applause. He's been in the top 5 at the Masters twice now. And if I had to take a bet for the rest of the year, and one of those bets was Ludvig Åberg to win a major, I know the odds are definitely pretty good. I'm taking them. This dude's insane. Now, he had a blow up on 18, and he looked, but he's just trying to get in the clubhouse at that point, in my opinion. I don't know. I think that he looked insane yesterday. I think that guy has a bright future ahead of him. If I was betting on somebody to win a major for the rest of the year, I think it's Åberg 120%. Now that we talked about some golf, let's get into some baseball. We're going to go through some power rankings, some of the top teams, some of the biggest movers of the week. Let's start off with what is undeniably the best team in baseball right now. That's the Padres. I mean, they had an easy week this week. They played the A's and the Rockies. And now they got a tough stretch coming up. They got the Cubs coming into San Diego, and then they hit a road trip and go to Houston and Detroit. But the Padres are 13-3 on the season. They have to be number one, in my opinion. Number two, let's have the Mets. Mets have won 8 of 10. I mean, watching them, it doesn't look like they're that great. But they're 10-5. They've won 8 of the last 10. The Mets are in that top 5 combo. Another top team, the Cubs. Justin Steele out. But the Cubs won a series over the Padres. They won a series over the Dodgers. And they won a series over the Rangers, who might be three of the top best teams in baseball. And they have the best run differential in baseball. 11-7 on the season. They are hot. They are hot. Cubs looking good. The Giants, 11-4. I don't really know how they're getting there. They don't look amazing. They don't look like they have a star. It's just team baseball and few errors. And they're at 11-4. They got to be one of the best teams in the MLB. Then let's talk about the Phillies. Last week they looked insane. And then they go 2-4 this week. And I don't know. The Phillies are up and down, 9-6 on the season. I like Philly. Bryce Harper, they're going to be good in the playoffs. It's early. They looked like the best team in baseball up until last week after that series against the Dodgers. But who knows where they're at now. The Dodgers, they've been on a little bit of a stretch here. They lost 16-0 against the Cubs. 16-0 with that lineup. They're 11-6 now on the season. But they have the best roster in baseball. They will probably win the World Series. They look insane. It's that simple. They've been on a bad cold stretch here. I wouldn't read too much into it. Tigers. Spencer Torkelson looks insane. 309, five homers. Tigers last year didn't have a star. That was what hurt them in the playoffs and why they were kind of an average team. But Spencer Torkelson could be a star. Tigers moved to 9-6 on the season. Rangers got an 8-2 start. And most of that is washed away now because they're 9-7. But they get to come back home where they are 6-1 so far in the season. Let's go to the Diamondbacks. Corbin Carroll is insane. This dude hits the ball a ton. Hits the ball a ton. He's wild. Diamondbacks 9-7 on the season. Cody Bellinger and this Yankees team, Cody Bellinger looks terrible. Cody Bellinger looks awful. Yankees 8-7 on the season. Paul Goldschmidt looks good. Aaron Judge is insane. What's to do with Cody Bellinger? Let's go to the Mariners. Mariners up big this week. 5-1 throughout the week. In tough series. They beat the Astros and the Rangers, take both of those series. And they started off 3-7, now they're 8-8. Again, and they won two series against two good teams. Mariners are making a move. Altuve and this Astros team is going to be solid. Altuve, I'm an Astros hater because they're cheaters. That's first off. Astros are cheaters. But, second off, Altuve is a career Hall of Fame player. After this week, he's up to 2,251 career hits. That is more than Mike Schmidt, Willie Stargell, Yogi Berra, Joe DiMaggio. Listen to those names. And we never talk about Altuve like that. Now, do they need to get him out of left field? Absolutely. Absolutely put him back at second base. But this Astros team is solid. I don't think they're as good as Astros teams in the past. But 7-8 on the season, Astros right above average in the MLB. Then we got the Brewers. Brewers, very, very average team, in my opinion. 3-3 road trip. They're 8-8 on the season. Then we have Blue Jays, Bo Bichette, Vlad Guerrero. They're insane. Vlad Guerrero just got that huge contract and for good reason. Blue Jays 9-7 on season. Let's talk about the Red Sox. I love the Red Sox. I watch almost all the Red Sox games. Red Sox started off looking like they were okay against the Rangers. They come back. They look like they're getting themselves right. And they lose 2-3 to the White Sox. They've lost 5 of 6 to start last week. This Red Sox team, every year, the Red Sox are going to go to the World Series. Red Sox are going to go to the World Series. And I believe it. We have Garrett Crochet, who threw 7 hitless innings against the White Sox, though. And every year, bullpen relief is terrible. Can't get pitching help. Errors. Oh my gosh, we're the worst defensive team in baseball. This Red Sox team is the worst defensive team in baseball. talking about a World Series, we can't field a ball to left field, let alone win a World Series. Red Sox 8-9 on the season. I'm done with them. I don't know what needs to be done. Something has to be done defensively. I don't know if it's Alex Cora. I don't know if it's people in the front office. I don't know if it's just young talent not knowing how to field baseballs. I don't know what the deal with the Red Sox is, but watching them is hard to watch. It's simple errors against the White Sox. Dribbler back to the pitcher's mound. First baseman doesn't cover first. Drop the flip to first. Simple stuff like that. Misreading balls in right field. I love Willy Abreu, but he can't read a ball. This dude's a gold glover that can't read a ball in right field. This Red Sox team, expectations are so high, and they just keep underperforming. We have a lot of fans on here of the Reds. Reds have won 5 of 6. The only loss was in extra innings to the Giants. Reds are up to 8-8. Reds on a heater right now. Let's talk about a couple other teams. Let's go to the Orioles. Orioles haven't won a series yet this season. That's just not going to cut it for the Orioles. 6-9 on the season. In this AL East, if you can't win a series, you're not going to make the playoffs. You're not going to win the division. AL Beast, as some would like to call it. The O's got to get it together. 6-9 on the season. They are 0-3-2 in series right now. Can't have that if you're an Orioles fan. And the worst team in baseball, in my opinion. We have a lot of other teams around here that we could talk about. Nationals aren't great. Athletics aren't great. Not much to talk about there. Pirates, not great. They have amazing pitching. They don't have anybody to bat the ball. White Sox, they won a series against the Red Sox, so who knows? But the worst team in baseball is, again, the Rockies. They are now 1-8 with a minus 29 run differential on the road. They're the same Rockies team we've seen in the past, 3-12 on the season. They are not good. They are not good. I think another notable team to talk about is the Braves. The Braves 4-11 on the season, but they are about to get healthy. Spencer Strider is coming back this week. Ronald Acuna is not going to be out much longer. And yes, the Braves have played 10 road games, and on those road games they have a 1-9 record. And in their 5 home games they have a winning record at 3-2. So I do not believe that the Braves are at the bottom of the MLB. I think that they will get hot. I think they will turn it on. This Braves team will be there come playoff time. The 4-11 record to start the season, I think it's not very indicative of them as a team. Those are some notable MLB games that we look for there. Let's go. NBA playoffs are set. So I'm going to give you my predictions on the play-in and the playoffs. So it's set. Let's go through the East. Cleveland at 1, Celtics at 2, Knicks at 3, Pacers at 4, Bucks at 5, Pistons at 6, Magic at 7, Hawks at 8, Bulls at 9, and the Heat at 10. So let's start with the play-in. We have Bulls, Heat, and Magic, Hawks. I think Magic get this game. I think that they're going to play the Celtics and the 2 seed. Then the 9 and 10. I think the Bulls beat the Heat. Bulls have been on a heater. Bulls will play the Hawks to see who gets the 8 seed. I think Trae Young is too much. Hawks get the 8 seed. So that sets up the East. That gives us Cleveland and Atlanta. Cleveland in 5. That gives us Celtics, Magic, Celtics in 5. I think one of the more interesting first-round series to watch, Knicks, Pistons young, scrappy, willing to play defense, but I think this Knicks team has too much talent. I think talent will overplay athleticism and youngness. I'm taking talent in the playoffs. Give me the Knicks. Then we have Pacers, Bucks. I think this one comes down to Giannis isn't losing an opening round series 3 years in a row. He's top five in MVP combo. Dame is not supposed to play game one, but he will play the rest of the series. Tyrese Halliburton, to me, is the key factor. Tyrese Halliburton pops off this series, then the Pacers could win, but I think it's the Bucks. Give me Celtics, Knicks, Cavs, Bucks. Bucks, Cavs, I think that's an okay matchup. Evan Mobley and Giannis will be something to watch. But I think the Cavs are definitely too much. Give me the Cavs in six, though. I think the Bucks push it to six. Excuse me. And then Celtics, Knicks. Celtics have owned the Knicks all season. But the Knicks did have a new scheme the other night in a game on TNT. In a game that went to overtime, Tatum had to hit a big clutch shot. But I do think the Celtics are overall the better team. I just think that they are better than the Knicks, and they're just not a good matchup, really. I don't think there's anybody on the floor that can guard Tatum. I think Porzingis is a bad matchup for Karl Anthony Towns. And I think Jalen Brunson is going to have issues with guard play. I think that Derek White defensively, Drew Holiday defensively, I think Jalen Brunson will look good against the Pistons, but I do not think that he will look that great against the guards of the Celtics. Give me Cleveland and Boston in the Eastern Finals. I think that this one goes to seven. I think Donovan Mitchell has a heck of a series. I think Tatum has a heck of a series. I think the game seven in Cleveland could be a factor, but I don't even know if he gets to seven. I think it might only go six. I think Boston wins. Boston's going back to the finals. They turned it on at the end of the season and looked insanely hot. Insanely hot. I think it's Boston in the finals again. I don't think there's much to talk about in the East, really, compared to the West. This West, loaded. Loaded West. You know it's loaded when KD and Devin Booker don't make the playoffs and get their coach Mike Budenholzer fired. KD has to get out of... Phoenix, and I just feel bad for Devin Booker. This Suns team has had so much talent, and they just can't win. They just can't win. So that sets up Oklahoma City at 1, Houston at 2, Los Angeles Lakers at 3, Denver at 4, Clippers at 5, T-Wolves at 6, Warriors at 7, Grizz at 8. This is a Grizzlies team that was second in the West not long ago. 9 seed Kings, 10 seed Mavs. I think this one's very simple. I think Warriors move on to play the Rockets. And I think Grizzlies end up playing the Kings. I don't know much about this Kings-Mavs game. This is going to be a toss-up for me. Mavs aren't healthy, really. Kings, Sabonis is solid. And Zach LaVine, I think the Kings play the Grizzlies. And I think the Kings bounce the Grizzlies. This Ja Morant controversy, they fired their coach. I think Kings end up being the 8 seed against the Thunder. So let's talk about that one. Thunder, Kings, Thunder, sweep them. I think it's in 4. I don't think it's necessarily close. The Thunder are one of the best teams in the NBA. I don't think it's close. Give me the Thunder. Rockets, 2-seed Rockets, 7-seed Warriors. I think that sets up a heck of a series, and I think it sets up a heck of an upset. I think the Warriors, with Steph and now with Jimmy Butler, their veteran leadership, their talent is too much for this young Rockets team led by Şengün. I think that it's Warriors over Rockets, 7-seed onto the second round. So let's go 4-seed, 5-seed, Nuggets, Clippers. Nuggets fire their coach. Clippers are hot. Kawhi looks good. Kawhi looks healthy. James Harden the other night had an insane game against the Warriors. I think it's the Clippers. No, but it's hard to pick against Jokic, who's the best player in the world. But I think it's Kawhi and the Clippers over the Nuggets after they fired their coach, after Jamal Murray is a shell of himself. Give me the Clippers. Lakers, T-Wolves, I think there's way too much talent on one side of the ball here, and I don't think it's in favor of the T-Wolves. Give me the Lakers in 5. That sets up Thunder, Clippers, Lakers, Warriors. Four teams left. That's going to set up OKC versus the Warriors. I think this would actually be a really good series. Young talent of the Thunder versus veteran leadership of the Warriors. But I do think the Thunder are the better team. I think Shai would be the best player on the floor with Curry's age now. Shai what is going to be the MVP. And I think it's going to be Shai and the Thunder winning that one in six, which sets up a LA rivalry. Clippers, Lakers. I think Luka and LeBron are too good to lose to a Clippers team led by an old James Harden and an old Kawhi Leonard. I think that the Lakers have too much talent. Lakers beat the Clippers, setting up a Thunder-Lakers-West Finals. This one's a heck of a series, but I think the Lakers win in seven. This is LeBron's last shot, I think. If he doesn't win this year, I think that's it. I think this is what he's got. And if he doesn't win, then he's going to run it back. But if he wins, he's going out on top. This might be LeBron's last run. I don't think he loses. I think he beats a young Thunder team led by Shai. And Luka is the best player on the floor. Give me the Lakers versus the Celtics. Historic finals. One of the biggest rivalries in the NBA. If the Lakers win, they get the 18th. If the Celtics win, they spread the lead to two in banners. The two most historic franchises in the NBA and two of the biggest faces in the NBA in Tatum and LeBron and then Luka added in there, this would be a heck of a finals. The viewership for this finals would be insane. It would be great for the NBA. It would be great for basketball. And in that finals, Lakers-Celtics, I don't think Tatum is a good matchup for them. Who's going to guard him? Hachimura. We've seen what the Celtics did to Doncic last year. He did not look good in that finals. Celtics have the game plan for Doncic. It's whether if LeBron can withstand that. But I think it's Celtics in seven. Celtics in six, maybe. I don't think they have a very good matchup for Tatum. I don't think they have a very good matchup for Brown. And I think the Celtics guards defensively, we've seen it last year with Derek White and Drew Holiday, do fairly decent against Luka and slow him down. And I think Tatum could guard LeBron, Porzingis in the paint could be an issue since the Lakers don't have a real true big. I think this is a bad matchup for the Lakers in general. I think the Celtics would win in seven or six. I think the Celtics are going to repeat. I am a Celtics fan, but I just think they're a bad matchup for a Lakers team. And I think if anybody has a chance to beat them, it has to be Cleveland in the East. We've seen it already this year. The Celtics don't match up that favorably with the Cavs. Another team that I think could give them fits if they made it. I don't know. I don't think there's any team in the West that could really match up with them well. The Lakers are probably the best shot. The Thunder, if the Thunder win, they could match up well. But I still think if the Thunder won, they don't have an answer for Tatum. And the Celtics guards could slow down Shai a little bit. I think the best matchup is in the East Finals with the Cavs and the Celtics. I think that's the best way for the Celtics to lose. But I see the Celtics going back-to-back. And that has been the breakdown on this Monday, April 14th. Thank you for listening. We talked golf. We talked about the Grand Slam. And we talked some MLB. And we've looked at the NBA play-in tournament and the conference series. So it's been a very productive day on the breakdown on this Monday. Thank you for listening. And please download, follow, and share. I am your host, Brad Kenneberry, and I will be back at you on Wednesday.